be with you again today.
今天是很高兴能够跟各位再一次见面。
I've chosen to bring a message this morning out of Revelation chapter 2.
我今天要讲的信息是从启示录第二跟第三章。
And so I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 7 for my text.
我就是第二章一到七节我要念的，请大家翻到启示录。
Revelation chapter 2, starting in verse 1. To the angel of the church in Ephesus, write, The one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this, I know your deeds and your toil and your perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men. And you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not. And you found them to be false. And you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake and have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Therefore, remember from where you have fallen and repent and do the deeds you did at first. Or else I am coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent. Yet this you do have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
I'm going to read in Chinese. Okay. 启示录第二章第一节到第七节，你们要写信给以弗所教会的使者，说那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中行走的，说我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒而不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行了起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨尼哥拉一党的人的行为，这是我所恨恶的。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就当听。得胜的我将上帝New Glasson 将上帝乐园中的生命的果子赐给他吃。好，谢谢。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we come to you this morning.
天父，我们来到你面前。
We thank you for the fellowship and for your presence in this place.
我们感谢你的在此地的你的彰显以及我们与你的交通。
May you instruct us in this time of teaching.
求你能够指导我们如何怎么样能够教导。
And may you draw us to a closer relationship with you.
让我们能够与你有个更亲密的关系。
That we may see with your eyes.
我们能够从你眼里来审查事情。
That we may work in your strength.
然后我们能够为你的力量而能够有得力。
And that we may reach this culture because you love it so.
然后我们可以在当今眼下的一些文化，我们能够因你的缘故。
We praise you and love you in Jesus'
name.
Amen. I want to share with you this morning a message which I've entitled The Characteristics of a Healthy Church. I think this is a timely message for all churches. You see, there are no perfect churches.
各位，没有所谓的十全十美的教会。
Just as there are no perfect relationships between people.
就好像人世间没有所谓的完美的人际关系。
One example I might share with you is a concern that a husband had for his wife.
有一个例子可以跟各位分享，就是一个丈夫他深信他的太太是耳朵有毛病。
He was convinced she could not hear well.
他就深信他太太听不到，听不清楚。
So he took her to the doctor.
所以他带了他妻子到医生那边去看。
And told the doctor, I don't believe that she can hear well. Can you test her hearing?
说医生，我觉得我太太好像听力不太好，你可以给她做一些试验呢。
And after the doctor examined her,
医生检查了以后，
he said to the husband, "I want you to speak to your wife at different distances in the house and see if anything improves."
说我要你做一个试验，就是从家里各种不同的距离来对你太太说话，看她能不能够改进。
So he came home from work one evening.
所以一天晚上，他从家里下班回来。
And his wife was fixing dinner at the stove with her back to the front door.
说的他的太太正在厨房里面准备晚餐，是背对这个门口，大进门的门口。
And so he opened the door and saw her and asked, "Honey, what is for dinner?"
所以他打开了门，看到太太的背影，就问太太说，亲爱的，我们今天晚上吃什么呢？
And she didn't respond.
他太太也没有回答。
So he got halfway to her and asked again, "Honey, what's for dinner?"
说他走到大概一半的距离，再问说，亲爱的，我们今天晚上吃什么？
And she didn't respond.
还是没有回答。
So finally he stood right behind her and asked her, "Honey, what's for dinner?"
所以他已经走在他的太太的背后了，直接的背后就问他说，亲爱的，我们今天晚上吃什么？
And she turned around and looked at him and said, "For the third time, it's chicken."
他太太就说，我就回答你三次了，我们今天晚上吃的是鸡。
There are no perfect relationships, even among people.
所以在人间是没有所谓的完美的关系的。
But that's why I've chosen this passage of Scripture to talk about the characteristics of a healthy church.
所以我就选这一段经文来讲一讲所谓的教会，没有所谓的完美的教会，十全十美的教会是没有的。
Because you see the characteristics or the behavior that was described in these seven churches of Asia Minor are very common in the characteristics or the behavior we see in churches today.
我们今天举到耶稣提到这七在当时亚细亚这个省里面的七个教会的一些举止行为，跟我们现今的教会是有很多的共同点。
In some of these churches, there were things they did well.
有些事情他们这些教会做得非常的好。
In some of these churches, there were things they didn't do so well.
那有些事情，有些教会在某些事项就做得不是很好。
For six of these churches, the Lord had a word of praise for them.
其中六个教会是神有赞美他们。
For five of these churches, the Lord had a word of rebuke.
然后五个教会神是有责备的。
But in all of these things, these churches belong to the Lord. They were His churches.
但无论如何，这七个教会都是属于神的，是神的教会。
Even in their imperfections, He still called them to be His agents in the world.
即使在他们这些很多的缺点，神还是拣选他们作为世上的代表。
Because the Lord desires to have His church be an extension of Him reaching people for Christ.
So 神要我们教会成为他的延伸，能够代表他在世界上能够传福音。
That's why I believe that this is a timely message for any church.
所以认为这个古今中外，这个信息对所有的教会都是非常应时的。
And so I promise you, I'm not going to take you through all seven churches this morning. We're just going to look at one.
我答应你不会把全部七个教会都讲完，我只讲其中一个教会就好了。Okay.
But we're going to look at the church at Ephesus.And see what the Lord had to say that was positive, and what the Lord had to say that was negative.
好，我们就讲一讲以弗所这个教会，在神眼里，他什么是做得好的，什么是做得不好的。
And so let's look at the outline that I've provided for you here.
我们看一下我们大纲好不好？你们手上都有一个大纲哈。
Should I advance the slides, or is somebody advancing those for me?
You can.
Go ahead. I'll trust you.
Okay.
All right.So we're going to look at the commendations of the Lord in verses 2 through 3 and verse 6.
So we're going to 看一下神的所要我们做的是从verses 2到 3, 跟2到
6. There are seven things that the Lord has that he's going to say to this church that are positive.
Okay, 这边有七样事情，六样, six things?
Seven.
Okay.Seven, 有七样事情神认为他们做得非常好的。
Seven things. So we're going to look at each one of those individually and understand why he spoke positive to the church about those.
好，我们要一样样来看神为什么认为他们在这样事情上做得好。
The first one is that in verse 2, the Lord spoke about their hard work.
第一样认为人认为他们努非常努力非常做得非常劳苦。
In verse 2, the Lord says, I know your deeds and your toil.
所以神就说我知道你的做的工跟你的劳碌。
The Greek word that's translated as deeds just simply means work.
在这个希腊的文的意思这个工就是所谓的就是做工就是工作。
It's not describing a type of work, it's not describing an amount of work, it's just describing work.
就是很简单工作的意思没有说是何种的工作或是工作量是多少就是工作而已。
But the word toil is significant.
但是下面那个字我们中文翻成劳碌就很有意思了。
Because the Lord was saying that they labored for him with every ounce of their being.
因为神在讲所谓的劳碌就是我们为了这些人为了神的工作是竭尽己力是等于是百分之百的力量都力气都摆上去了。
The Lord looked at the church of Ephesus and said, they wear themselves out for me.
这个神跟他说你们为了我工作仅是精疲力竭了。
Which communicates something very positive for the church.
所以这当然是一个称赞的话。
They were completely committed to the work of Christ.
Yeah, 他们对神是完全的摆上。
Let's look at the second point.
我们看第二样。
The second positive thing the Lord says is they endured with patience.
第二样就是他们能够忍耐。
Here the Lord uses the word perseverance for the church.
这里神的意思就是他能够坚持的，能够坚持到底，能够忍耐的。
But the Greek word should literally be translated patient endurance.
但是这个希腊文的原意就是很有耐心的能够坚持下去。
In other words, through their time of hardship, through the persecution that they faced, through difficulties, they never were hardened against the people they were trying to reach.
所以在他们遭遇的一些逼迫、一些困难的境况中，这些的人的心没有说硬到一个地步，就是对于他们。压迫他们的人有一些不好的态度。
They were never resentful against their attackers, but remained focused on the mission that the Lord had given them to do.
对逼迫他们的人，他们并没有有所谓的仇恨的心，而是专注在神要他们做的事情上面。
It's sometimes hard to remain focused with those who are bringing you pain.
有的时候就是当你在别人在给你吃一些苦的时候是很难在专注到你要做的工作上面。
It's sometimes hard to want to see those who cause you difficulty to come to know a relationship with the Lord.
有时候就是很难的把一个就是给你制造很多痛苦的人让他能够介绍让他带来给跟神有关系的。
But they were faithful and they were focused and that was a positive thing.
但是尽管如此他们还是非常信实的非常努力的所以这是好的。
Let's look at the third thing that the Lord said positive.
我们再看第三个优点是什么。
They did not tolerate evil practices.
他们不能容忍恶人或是恶行。
The Lord said in verse 2 that you cannot tolerate evil men.
第二节就说你们不能够容忍恶人。
This gives us the idea that the church was committed to holiness and righteousness in their behavior.
所以我们一直看到这个教会是非常注重所谓的圣洁以及公义的。
Unlike the city of Corinth that seemed to adopt evil practices as a way to reach out to their culture, Ephesus remained faithful and holy to the Lord's deeds and conduct.
相对的，像哥林多教会就是一个拥抱当时朝代的所谓文潮流，是容忍所有的当代所谓的一些潮流的事情。但是以弗所这个教会是不同的。
Let's look at the fourth thing that the Lord.
我们看一下第四样。
They put false leaders to the test.
他们一些试验一些所谓的假的使徒假的领袖。
So in verse 2 it says, and you put to the test those who call themselves apostles and they are not, and you found them to be false.
你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
The word apostle reflects the understanding that in this day and time there were people claiming to be apostles that were visiting the church and claiming to have spiritual authority over them.
所以使徒在当时的时代，使徒是能够游走各乡各地，然后到教会去做教训，然后是有权威性的人物。
And this would have been common in the day when apostles might have traveled from church to church to church to teach them.
所以在当时是非常流行，就是一个所谓的使者可以到各处的教会来教导。
But the fact that the people, the church of Ephesus, was able to put them to the test indicates to us they understood what Scripture taught.
但是这个以弗所教会 却能够试验这些人是不是真的使徒，表示他们是真正能够研读圣经。
They're more reflective of the Bereans that Paul encountered in his second missionary journey.
就好像保罗在第二次的 旅行传道中遇到所谓利比亚教会。
In Acts chapter 17, verse 11, we hear these words.
使徒行传十七章，讲到这些话，十七章十一节。
It says, "Now these, speaking of the Bereans, were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining scriptures daily to see whether or not these things were true."
所以讲到这个利比亚教会，他们是比较有所谓的受教的心。然后能够查考圣经，看这些讲的经文是是与不是。
This tells us that the Ephesian church was they were students of the word and they were students of doctrine and they thought rightly about the things the Lord wanted them to understand.
就表示以弗所教会的这些信徒们，他们是就像利比亚教会的，他们研读圣经，然后他们要知道这些人所教导的是对还是错的。
The fifth thing is that they stood strong in Christ's name.
第五样就是他们能够在主的名下面能够坚持的坚立。
In verse 3, the Lord says, "And you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake."
这里讲到说，你们也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不。
So not only was the church known for enduring hardship and staying focused to their mission,
不但这个教会能够忍耐，而且能够专注于他们所要完成的使命。
But we are told they did that for Christ's sake.
也知道他们所做的这些都是为了主的名。
So that tells us that this was a church that did not compromise truth because it was popular or because it was less painful.
所以表示这个教会并不是因为要了哗众取宠，迎合当地的潮流，而是他能够坚持他的真理。
They didn't cave into the pressure of persecution; they stayed the course.
他们不是因为一些逼迫而投降而妥协，而是走在一条同样的道路上。
One of the things we know historically about all of the churches of Asia Minor is there was intense persecution for Christians.
我们从历史知道，在这所谓的亚细亚这个省里面，这些所有的教会都受到很严重的逼迫。
This is not unlike the kind of persecution that the Chinese church has endured in China.
所以跟很多这个中国教会曾经受的压迫，或者现今也受的压迫是非常类似的。
Where people lay their life down for their faith.
人为了他的信仰而能够牺牲。
In first century,Because especially in Ephesus, everything centered around the temple of Diana or Artemis.
Yeah, 我们知道在第一世纪的时候，在那个以弗所所在的地方，他们有个很有名的神庙，叫做大安娜神庙。所有的一切人类的一切生活活动都是聚集在这个神庙中。
Business was conducted at the temple.
生意上的往来。
Family celebrations were conducted at the temple.
家庭的这个节期的庆祝也是在神庙里面。
The temple was a type of a place of commerce.
也是大家这边做生意也可以来这个神庙里。
The temple was the center of everything that had to do with life in Ephesus.
就在以弗所，这个神庙是人类一切活动的中心。
So to be a believer meant that you had to make a very clear distinction that you were not going to participate in those things any longer.
所以，如果身为一个基督徒，一个信徒，你必须要非常的清楚明白。显示说你跟这些一切都无关了。
And that brought people into conflict with the entire community.
这表示说你这一群人与整个社会团体是分离的，是有不和谐的。
Family members were separated.
甚至家庭的分子因此而分离。
Business partners were separated.
呀，这个生意上的伙伴也分道扬镳。
There were those who sacrificed even their livelihood because they would not participate in the activities of the temple.
Yeah, 说你一些养家糊口的东西都必须要牺牲到了，因为你不再参与这个神庙的敬拜。
And yet, because of all of this, we are told about this church is that they they stood strong in Christ's name.
但是，尽管有这些种种的困难， 我们知道这个以弗所教书能够在主的名下能够坚立。
They didn't trust in human logic, they trusted in the Lord to come through for them.
他们并不是靠人的一些理智的一些思想的, 而是靠主, 相信,
Look at the sixth characteristic there.
我们看第六样。
They also relied on the Lord's power.
他们也是依靠神的大能。
It is said, the Lord said about them that, that they had not grown weary.
这里神说你们并没有为了民劳苦而并不乏倦。
I think it's safe to say that everybody in this room has experienced hardship at one level or another, right?
我想在座的各位大概多多少少都经过一些困难的事情。
In fact, the older that we get, the more that we've experienced in life and the difficulties that come.
所以年纪越大，遭遇的一些不愉快、不好的事情，大概也经历更多吧。
But you know, relentless attacks can bring a person to a point of breaking.
但是如果这个攻击是一直不断的，很可能把你逼到一个崩溃点。
The situation in Ephesus could have been that for these church, these Christians, had they not relied on the strength of the Lord to see them through.
这些以弗所教会的会众也可能会经历到这样一个困难，一直到崩溃点，如果他们不是靠神的大能的话。
They had to have relied on the Lord's strength because they did not give up and they did not give in.
他们必须要仰赖神的大能，他们才能够不放弃。
And I believe that speaks to a dependence upon the Lord's, the strength of the Holy Spirit.
所以这也表示说我们必须要信靠神的大能，也是圣灵的能力。
The final positive thing that the Lord speaks to this church is that they stood against false teachings.
最后的一个神夸奖他们话，就是他们能够与这个假的这个教导对立。
We don't know a lot specifically about the Nicolaitans, except the Lord hated them and their teaching.
我们不太清楚这尼格拉党是怎么回事，但我们知道主耶稣是反对他们的，与他们的教导是完全相反的。
Historically, scholars believe that there were two essential holdings or doctrines that the Nicolaitans held to.
然后历史告诉我们说，这个尼格拉党有两个最主要的主张。
One is that they rejected all the teachings of the Old Testament.
一个就是他们旧约所有的教训，他们都反对。
And the other is they said, you can live however you want, morally and ethically, it doesn't matter.
就是他们另外他们现在在今世，你可以自由自在的随心所欲的活。
But we know neither of those positions are founded in Scripture. And so both of those damage one's spiritual relationship and one's witness to the world.
And so
what was said of this church is they hated the things God hated.
所以这个教会是神就说,
And so, seven things that the Lord said were positives about this church. But as I said at the beginning, no church is perfect. And so the Lord had a rebuke. And here's the rebuke that we find in verse 4.
我们在第四节就看到神对他们的责备。
The Lord said, but I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
神就说,然而我有一件事我要责备你,就是你把那起初的爱心离弃了。
As we look at those things in concert together, what we come to understand is there were many characteristics that this church carried that were very positive and that were important for Christian faith.
所以我们刚提到以上种种，看到这个教会有很多是很好的优点，而且对基督徒这个所谓信心的培养也是非常重要的。But
what we come to see about what the Lord said was, the most important thing is that love relationship that we have with Him.
但是我们看到主耶稣最后讲的这句话，就是说，其实所有总括起来，其中一个最重要的还是你与神的这些爱的关系。A
question that was asked one time when I was in seminary.
This
was by a New Testament professor. He said, as you think about the church that you're serving in or the church that you're pastoring, if the Holy Spirit were to leave that church, to leave that fellowship, what would be different?
如果圣灵从那个教会中离去，请问这个教会会是怎么一回事？
Of course, all of us would prefer to say, if the Holy Spirit were not here, that things would be radically different than they are right now.
我们都愿意想要说这句话，哦，如果圣灵不在，我们这个教会就是一切都不一样了，一切都改变了。
But I think there are times when we have to be transparently honest and say, sometimes not much would change.
但是有时候我们必须自承认，必须诚实的对待自己，说有的时候圣灵在不在好像没有太大的关系。
You see, the church at Ephesus was a busy church.
你看以弗所教会是一个很发达的，很繁忙的一个教会。
The church at Ephesus was doing a lot of good things for the Lord.
以弗所这个教会在侍奉神上也做了许多好的事情。
But the Lord did not hire us to work for him. He called us to walk with him.
但神不是把我们当成一个雇工，神要呼召我们来跟随他。
I think there is a significant difference that we must understand when it comes to this, what is the Christian life really all about?
所以我们必须要注意这点是非常重要，就你基督徒的生活到底是怎么一回事。
It's not about about doing more for the Lord.
不是说为神更多的做工，更多的摆上。
It is about walking closer in love relationship with him.
而是每天的能够与他在亲密中更好的一个关系。
Listen, if the Lord was looking for an army of Bible scholars,
如果神要找的是一大群的所谓的圣经的学者，
and an army of people who would wear themselves out for him,
一大堆为神做工精疲力尽的人，
and an army of people who could work harder than anyone else in his kingdom,
一大堆为了神的国度能够做到死为止的，
the church at Ephesus here would be the poster child for what every church should look like.
我们这个以弗所教会就是可以做成一个所谓的招牌教会。
But the Lord reminded them that all of those other things, though they are good and they should exist in the church, are not the most important thing.
但是也主耶稣也提醒我们说，这些都是好的，都是非常重要的，但是不是最重要的。
Think about how significant that is.
我们想想耶稣这句话是多么的重要。
Church health is not determined by the size of your congregation or the amount of work that you can do for the Lord.
一个教会的健康的程度不是取决于你人数有多少或你做的多少的工。
True spiritual health for the church and for every believer is about how much we depend upon the Lord to accomplish his work through us.
一个真正属灵的教会是我们有多么的信靠主耶稣，相信圣灵会带领我们完成他的工。
It's the Lord who knows the human heart, not us.
是神他能够知道我们的人心，不是我们。
God has put us as a lighthouse in the midst of a community to reach that community with his love.
神把我们摆在这个社区有一个灯塔，是要我们靠着他能够把这个光能够照射到这个社区里面。
And we live in a culture today that is growing less and less interested in church.
我们今天所处的社会也好，文化也好，对于教会是越来越冷淡。
Young millennials are leaving by the droves the American church.
二十一世纪年轻人就是远离教会，是大数目的远离教会，大批的远离教会。
Why?
为什么
？Why is our youngest generation of adults leaving church and finding it no longer meaningful to them?
为什么大批的年轻人离开了教会，觉得在教会里面是再也没有任何的人生的意义？
Over and over again, surveys tell us that this group of people have interest in God, just not in the church.
有些调查显示说这些年轻人对神还是有兴趣，只是对教会没有兴趣。
And many of the responses and testimonies have come because the church focuses on doing and they see little focus on being the people of Christ.
很调查的结果就是为这年轻为什么会大批的出走，很原因就是说很多教会他们是在专注于做一些事工，而不是在专注在一个与神的关系里面。
And that's exactly where the church at Ephesus was.
所以这个就是以弗所教会的它关键的地方。
They were doing the things of faith.
他们做了一些所谓的信心的工作。
Without the relationship for the one that we should be giving ourselves to.
而对于这个给我们万物的这个神，我们与他的关系反而是没有。
Now, I want to be clear here that I think that training and evangelism and ministry strategy and those things are important for us.
我就必须要表态一下，就是我们所谓的一些训练的什么传福音等等这些工作是很重要。
But what is most important is that the Christian's heart is yielded in relationship to the Lord and follows His leading.
那最重要就是我们的心应该是向着神，而且是顺着他要我们做的方向去做。
Because it's the Holy Spirit who brings conviction on the human heart, not us.
因为是圣灵能够带领人信主，不是我们。
It's the Holy Spirit that reminds us of the things we've just sung about, how great the Lord is and the sacrifice He made for me on the cross.
也就是圣灵再一次提醒我们刚刚所唱的诗，神他在实际上为我们牺牲的这些大爱是多么的伟大。
I think what our culture wants to see more than anything else is transparency and authenticity when it comes to our faith.
我想我们这世代所要看到就是一些诚实的，能够表面化的，我们有关在信心上的一些东西。
Because those are the things that transcend generational gaps or cultural gaps. If you show Christ through to someone else, they see that it means that it matters to you and it's important to you.
所以当你向别人传福音，向神介绍神的时候，你必须让对方明白知道深信主耶稣，你与主耶稣关系是非常重要的。
So what did the Lord have in terms of instruction for the church at Ephesus? What did he say they should do about this?
所以神对这个以弗所教会在这个施教起初爱心有些什么样的指示呢？
Look at verse 5.
我们看一下第五节。
Therefore, remember from where you have fallen and repent and do the deeds you did at first, or else I am coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你们的灯台从原处挪去。
To repent is not to feel sorry about what you've done.
悔改并不是说对你过去做的事情觉得很不好而已，很不舒服。
To repent is simply to take a 180-degree turn and move in the opposite direction of where you're currently moving.
悔改就是一个180度的悔改，回转，从你这个正在行走的道路180度能够转回去，掉个头。
For the church at Ephesus, whose primary focus was on the work they do,
以弗所教会所专注是他们做的一些事情，一些工。
The Lord was saying, "Return to me, come to me."
神跟他们讲说，回头吧，回转到我这里，往我这里走。
Do the things you did at first.
做你所起初做的事情。
Do you remember when you first became a Christian?
你记得你当初刚刚成为基督徒的时候吗？
Do you remember what you experienced in your new relationship with the Lord?
你记得你与神之间那种新鲜的关系是怎么回事吗？
Now I know that all relationships mature and they should.
我知道每一样的关系，每种关系都应该变成成熟，也应该如此。
I remember the first time I held my wife's hand before she was my wife.
我记得我第一次握住我太太的小手。
It was exciting. It was new.
很新鲜，很兴奋。
Now you can talk to her later about her experience.
你们可以问问她的感受啊。Say right.
But when I first was a new believer, I was consumed with wanting to know more about the Lord.
当我是一个新的基督徒的时候，我真的对想要知道认识神是一个火非常火热的。
Because I was overwhelmed that He would care that much about me to save me.
因为我觉得神他为了我而牺牲，为了救我而牺牲是一件了不起的事情。
And I wanted to read more.
而且我渴望能够读更多的东西。
And my prayer life was fervent.
然后我的祷告生活也是非常火热的。
Because I wanted to experience more of him.
因为我要能够更加的体验他。
And there are times in our faith walk when we can forget that awe of relationship and love with him that we go about doing the work for him.
所以当我们在与神同走的这个道路上，当我们忘记当初这些火热的东西的时候，而变成只是为了做工而做。
And that's a poor trade.
这是一个很不好的。
I mean, I could do all of the duties of being a good husband.
我可以做所有所谓好丈夫要做的事情。
But I want to grow in the love relationship with my wife.
但是我愿意与我妻子之间的爱情能够更加的深远。
I don't want to just work.
我不要只是做一些事情。
And so the Lord asks us the same.
所以神对我们的要求也是如此。
And so the word for every church, for every person is do the things we did at first.
所以对所有的教会对每一个人的信息就是说要回想你当初所行的事情，做你所行的当初所行的事情。
Return to him and trust him with the results.
回转到他的怀抱里，然后相信他。
I believe that's how we as church make an impact in community.
我深信能够如此的话，对我们社区就会一个重大的影响。
Let me ask you to bow in prayer with me.
一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your truth.
神，我感谢你的真理。
And Lord, we know that we slip from relationship to service so very quickly.
主，我们很快就从一所谓的关爱的关系里面变成一个所谓的侍奉的关系。
But I pray you help us to remember always that love relationship with you is more important than what we do for you.
求主你时时刻刻的提醒我们，与你的爱的关系要远超越过我们所谓的事工。
So draw us so close to you that our love may abound, that others may see and come to know Christ as well.
让我们能够与你日日亲近，让我们对你的爱能够日日的加深，让别人看到。
For we praise you and love you in Jesus' name.
我们赞美你，我们爱你，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。谢谢。